This is Bajaj Allianz Life. Life Goal Talks.
Hello and welcome to Bajaj Allianz Life, Life Goal Talks. My name is Rakesh Sharma. It's been a hot summer. England, with its 30 degrees Celsius weather, has even declared a heat wave. But on the economic front, the heat seems a bit subdued. Take America, for example. The US labor market is cooling with a large drop in household employment and an increase in unemployment rate to 3.7% in May. In manufacturing, the Institute for Supply Management's index has been in contraction territory for 7 consecutive months. The ISM Services Index, on the other hand, barely grew in May as new orders slowed down as well. So where do we stand as we head towards the monsoons? What will the Fed do in the coming week? Will it continue its rate hikes? Too many questions on my mind. And to answer my and your questions, we have, as usual, with us Mr. Sampath Reddy, the Chief Investment Officer at Bajaj Allianz Life. Hello, Mr. Reddy. Welcome to the show. How's the summer treating you?
Yeah, good, good. Thanks, Rakesh. Yeah, let's go ahead.
All right, great. We have a few questions to start things off with, obviously related to what the Fed is doing and the global slowdown. Will the global growth slowdown have an impact on Indian economy? And how do you think the US Fed would react going forward?
So the challenging times for the global central bankers will still remain, even though inflations have come down from the very high level that we had seen about a year back, but they're still on elevated levels. Because of this reason, I would think that most of the central bankers, including US, will continue to maintain kind of a hawkish stance. Even from the labor market also, if you see, the data continues to be very, very strong. While there are fears of, you know, slowdown and recession, but some of the data points, such as, you know, the labor market data indicates, you know, there's still, you know, robustness in the market there. While inflation, unless something majorly gives up, you know, some of the major crises like that of Silicon Valley Bank or some of these smaller banks, again, finding it difficult, unless those kind of financial systemic risks that we emanate, US Fed will continue to focus on bringing down the inflation. So because of this, we would expect the interest rates to stay elevated in the US market for slightly longer than what market was thinking earlier. That's how, you know, we are seeing the Federal Bank, US Fed will behave in the coming few months. When it comes to its impact on our Indian economy and markets, I think if there were to be a significant recession or a slowdown in the US market, there could be some impact on our market as well, our economy as well, especially on some of the sectors like export-oriented industries, such as IT services or some of the other, you know, merchandise export-oriented companies. They could see a little bit of a slowdown. But our preference in the Indian market has been largely to the companies and sectors that are driven by their domestic demand growth. In India, our macro fundamental continues to remain healthy. You know, our latest IP growth has been quite strong at upwards of 4%. And inflation has also moderated substantially to a very low and comforting levels. And current account deficit is also, I would say, you know, at an acceptable level. So because of all these factors, you know, India has managed, I would think, the inflation levels much better. And the domestic driven companies and sectors would continue to do well.
Right. Sticking to the domestic economy, do you feel now that the RBI's action will be independent of global central banks? Or how do you see RBI's intentions and activity in the coming future in the current scenario, Mr. Reddy?
So given that our macro fundamentals continues to remain much better as compared to the other emerging market economies or even as compared to the developed economies, we believe that RBI can afford to maintain its own independent view in terms of interest rates, especially if you look at our inflation has moderated substantially, and today it's at in the band which is comfortable to the RBI, and also the current account deficit, which was a little bit of a worry some time back with crude and other commodities coming down. Even the current account deficit is also improved substantially, and we as a country has been receiving good amount of capital flows, both on account of FDI and also on account of portfolio investments. Because of these reasons, you know, we do not see much of a pressure on the currency as well. So because of these reasons, I think RBA could continue to maintain kind of an independent view on the interest rate, which are predominantly linked to our own domestic factors, which continues to stay very, very healthy.
Hmm. So in a scenario like this, where the RBI continues to be independent of what the global central banks are doing, and the Fed interest rates will be on the hike-ish, as you said, for the foreseeable future, longer than the market was expecting. In this economic situation, which market cap category do you see doing well over the next 1 to 2 years?
Right. So, you know, our markets continues to, you know, perform quite well. And most of this, you know, sectors and companies, if you see, are hitting new highs, including even the Nifty and mid cap and small cap indexes started performing quite well for the last few months. We believe that the trend will continue, especially if you see in the recent month and recent last few weeks. The small and mid-cap companies have been performing quite well. And if one were to look at the details of the fund flow for the domestic investors, there have been a significant inflows coming into the small and mid-cap oriented kind of companies, kind of funds. So that is actually leading to a stronger performance in the small and mid-cap oriented kind of companies in our market. Yes, you know, small cap companies provide the opportunity to invest in a large spectrum of businesses, and they, you know, given the size of the businesses, you know, which are small today, have a potential to grow much faster. Especially, you know, during the upward economic cycle, generally I've noticed that, you know, small cap companies or small businesses generally perform much better as compared to large cap companies in terms of growth wise, and vice versa. During the economic slowdown, during those periods, you know, small and mid cap companies have taken a significant beating as compared to the larger cap companies. Given that we are on the upswing towards the economic recovery, I think small and mid cap companies will continue to do well. Only thing is, for these kind of small and mid cap companies, there would be a relatively limited amount of research coverage by the market. So because of that, one has to focus on really in-depth bottom-up stock selection approach. Those kind of portfolio strategies would have to be employed when one look at small and mid-cap oriented companies. So we have also come out with, in fact, a small cap oriented equity fund. We had Valik in our yearly portfolio, from our yearly portfolio offerings. You know, investors could look at, consider looking, investing in the small cap oriented fund of ours as well.
That's amazing. I think I'm sure all of our listeners will be looking into that right away. Which sectors are you betting on in the next 3 to 6 months, Mr. Eddie? This is a question I ask you every month.
Yeah. Most of the sectors performed quite well in the recent time. I would say, barring IT services sector, most other sectors which are predominantly driven to the domestic economy, been delivering quite a good returns. Within the Indian market, we've been liking the industrial space, which has actually done quite well. As compared to the past cycles, for the industrial sectors, this cycle has been slightly different. Most of the order books have come from a lot more granularity-driven capital spending. In the past, if you see, most of the industrial performance is driven by a few large spendings in the power sector or some of the roads or infrastructure sectors, etc. But this time, if you see, the order flows for the most of the capital equipment companies have been coming from very diverse industries. For example, it could be data center driven kind of capex, or it could be effluent and wastewater and the green energy kind of driven kind of capexes, or some of these initiatives that the government that are taken in the form of Vande Bharat trains and localization through the PLI schemes, etc. These are all driving the overall order flows for the capital equipment companies. So we believe that capital goods as a sector will continue to do well.
That is encouraging. Capital goods as a sector continuing to do well. I do have one last question before I let you go. What difference do you see in the current industrial growth cycle as compared to the last one? I know you answered a little bit of this in your previous answer, but if you could elaborate a little bit more on how this current industrial cycle is different compared to the last one.
Yeah, this one, I would think most of the order book for the industrial companies, the companies in the equipment manufacturers, have been coming from more, I would say, diversified sectors. unlike in the past where, you know, few of the government related spending which had driven the, you know, capital, given the order inflows to the capital equipment companies. For example, in the past cycle in 2007-8, a significant amount of order inflows have come from the, let's say, road construction per se, you know, and earlier on, you know, there were, you know, order books came from the power project implementation kind of things, you know. But this time, if you see the order inflows to the capital equipment companies has been a lot more diversified, many, many sectors, many, many general manufacturing companies, and while expanding their capacities, have been placing orders with the industrial companies. That's what is actually driving the earnings of the capital equipment makers. I think this time, I would say the difference is that order inflows for the capital equipment companies is much more diversified and coming from varied sectors of the economy. So that's why this could relatively last slightly longer than the previous cycles.
Great. I think we've heard everything we need to hear about the forecast coming up as we head, economic forecast coming up as we head towards the monsoons. The global growth slowdown need not necessarily have an impact on the Indian economy. The US Fed rates are likely to be slightly higher for a little longer than the market anticipated. RBI's actions will be independent of global central banks, and small and mid caps are going to have a great time in the coming months. Is that an accurate summary of what we've discussed, Mr. Reddy?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, Rakesh. You know, even though these are all a little bit of a forward-looking statements and it's not a, you know, advice for the investor.
Yeah. Of course, this is the caveat of any economic, any finance-related podcast. No, this is not to be seen as instruction. This is just to be seen as an opinion on what the winds are
Absolutely.
Looking like. All right, great, Mr. Reddy. As always,
Thank
a fantastic
you.
Time talking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Rakesh. Yeah.
The views expressed by the speaker in the podcast is not to be construed as investment advice, and listeners are suggested to seek independent financial advice before making any investment decisions. For more details on risk factors, terms and conditions, please read the sales brochure available on www.bajajalliance.com carefully before concluding a sale.